A proposed crematorium in Roseville has residents uneasy about the potential health and environmental impact of torching cadavers and the smoke going all over the cotton-picking joint. City leaders will tackle the subject tonight as they address a request by Roselawn Cemetery to build a big old crematorium. Bunch of guys from the Roselawn Cemetery are coming in and saying, we want to build a big old crematorium. Let spook any of you? Cemetery officials say the machinery is necessary to meet a growing demand for torching cadavers. But residents worry that emissions could have damaging long-term effects. So, you know the thing that spooks me about cremation? I just have this sneaking suspicion that when they're sliding me into the flames, I'm gonna come to. You know, that they won't have made sure I'm dead. Although that would be murder if they made sure I'm dead. But I just worry that I won't quite be dead, and all of a sudden,
wait,
and then they pull you out, and what are they going to say? Sorry, you got third-degree burns you got to deal with. Do they put you in head first or feet first? That matters to me. I guess I'd find that out ahead of time. What do you put them in, feet first or head first, please? Could I find that out, please? How much? Yeah, then there's the worry about being buried alive. The words buried alive may well constitute the most horrifying phrase in the English language. Many of us have been struck by the irrational fear of being shut in a coffin and lowered into the ground only to awake in the small dark space with no hope of getting out. With a huge amount of research, John Bondison lends our fears support. He's got a book just out called Buried Alive. People, many of them, have been accidentally buried alive, and he chronicles all the great buried alive stories. And there are some great buried alive summer songs I'll be singing a little later on in the program. In the good old summer. Entertaining little program, ain't it? Many have been buried alive over the centuries. In developing countries, it still happens today. Even Americans may not be entirely safe. There were several near misses in the last 10 years. While the subject of buried alive is necessarily gruesome, the book does make for breezy summer reading. The fear of premature burial dominated everyday life for centuries in France and Germany years ago. In the early 19th century, the French medical profession was preoccupied with preventing it. Much of the book deals with the various methods used to verify death and the security measures proposed to help the prematurely buried escape if they needed to. Some anatomists, would burn toes, tickle nostrils with horseradish, or administer tobacco enemas to make sure the deceased were really dead. All right, Jim. We're going to torch your tippy toes, run a feather up your nostrils there, feather dipped in a little horseradish, then we're going to ram home a tobacco enema, buddy. If you ain't complaining by the end of this nasty little business, we're going to assume you've gone to see Jesus. Okay, Jimmy? All right, get the horseradish. Boy. This guy writes that one would-be inventor suggested that every time a coffin was buried in the churchyard, a hole should be drilled in the coffin, a tube inserted into it, and a rope leading to the nearby church passed through the tube so that the prematurely buried individual could make his or her resurrection known by ringing the church bell. Ding, ding. Ding, ding. Ding, ding. Hello. Some important ideas did emerge. Germany and France constructed elaborate waiting mortuaries where bodies would be held and inspected for several days before burial. But such measures were not enough to allay everyone's concerns. Wills from the 18th century show that some people were so fearful of being buried alive that they insisted on being decapitated after death so that there would be no chance of waking up underground. No, 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 that's not the way you look at it. You know what I say to those buried alive? Be happy you're alive. The alternative is worse. The alternative is death. Death is unfortunate, Being buried dead, that's your double bummer, people. You're buried, that sucks, and you're dead. Ouch. But being buried alive, oh, you're buried, that's a downer, but you're alive. Turns out you're alive. See? And this can be looked at as a challenge. Houdini used to see it that way. Be glad you're alive. Rejoice. They screwed up. You're not dead after all. Oh, you're lonely. You're lonely, and you're hurting for elbow room, but you're alive. And there's nothing better than being alive, and you got to celebrate that, even when waking up in a coffin. I'm alive, you got to say. Even when you're the victim of a seemingly sick practical joke, you're at least alive. The key is to remain calm. Check to see if you have a cell phone handy. If not, come up with little parlor games to entertain yourself. If that doesn't work, roll over on your side. Try and sleep it off. Could be a bad dream. If it's not a bad dream, oh, hope for an archaeological dig. Maybe one's being planned for that afternoon. You got to think positively. Otherwise, just settle in and tell yourself, this is the dream getaway you've always wanted, but didn't have the guts to pursue. That's called neuro-linguistic programming, you see. Anthony Robbins taught that to me. Yeah, if you can walk on hot coals and say you're having a good time, you can learn to love a dark box. Sure you can. You can learn to love a dark little box. And we'll be back.